When a suicide occurs, the effects can be far-reaching. As well as those directly affected, such as family, friends, and other people who knew the person, communities can also be impacted, and often want to act to prevent further deaths as well as support those who are grieving. In a public setting, the way a suicide is discussed is important and should be handled with care. So what are some of the things we should consider when thinking about community conversations about suicide? Here's Alex Culloden, Project Officer at the Hunter Institute of Mental Health.
A few of the things to keep in mind, in particular when talking in community about suicide, is to avoid simplistic explanations about suicide. So conversations about suicide should try to outline the complexity of the issue. It's important to avoid blaming one particular person or event or presenting suicide as a way to deal with problems. It's also really important to consider the language used when having conversations about suicide. While it's important to use words or language that engages the audience you are talking to, certain words can actually negatively impact on people bereaved by suicide or people vulnerable to suicidal thinking. For example, avoid value judgments such as successful or unsuccessful suicide or sensationalized language such as suicide epidemic. The other important thing to consider is to limit the discussion of the method of suicide. So talking in graphic detail about the method of suicide can actually create images that are upsetting and can potentially increase the risk for someone copying the behaviour. If asked for details, you can respond by saying something like, "Some people can be affected by hearing this description of what happened, so I prefer not to go into detail at this stage." The other really important thing is to encourage people to seek help. So encourage those who are affected to seek help from others close to them, bereavement support services or health professionals. It's also really important that people can speak to their GP or talk to services online, such as Lifeline or the Suicide Callback Service. Or you can talk to one of these crisis counselling services that are available 24 hours a day. It's really important to remember there's plenty of support and information to assist people who are affected by suicide, particularly if you're presenting this in a community setting.
To find out more and to access a large range of information and tips about how to talk about suicide in a safe and effective way, visit conversationsmatter.com.au.
The Community Radio Suicide Prevention Project is produced with the support of the Australian Government Department of Health.